Hello and welcome to Zbrovcast, the English language Zbrovka Banas.
The first one of the season.
Yep, first cock up of the season. Yep. Right, let's go again. Hello and welcome to Zbrovcast, the English language Zbrovka Banas podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And someone who I suspect might be a small child has been taking me for a ride today.
How so?
So, David, you'll be aware, and you put out a message on Zbrojovcast, I believe, yesterday, saying due to unforeseen circumstances, mm-hmm. Yes. We won't be recording. And that was because my cat, Frida, either got in a scrap or fell out of a tree, got a fever, had to go to the vet, had to take care of her. Mm-hmm. I got a message today on my phone from a number that I know is a neighbour's because they have found Frida's collars before,
right,
and taken them back. And I got this message which basically said, your cat's collar. And I got called repeatedly, about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Answered it each time, nothing. Right. Nothing. So it's just like, yeah. So I messaged them back being, thanks for this. Look, she loses these collars all the time. I've got loads of spares. Either you can leave it on the windowsill outside my house, or just throw it away. It's fine. And I got a response which basically said, no, I'm going to call the police because your cat is going out somewhere without a collar and it could be in danger to someone.
Right.
So I replied, the cat's at home. And she said, no, it's definitely not. I'm going to call the police because your cat bit me yesterday. No, cat scratched me yesterday. Right. And I said, can you describe the cat? Because that's pretty difficult to do because she was at the vet and she couldn't move for most of the day. And said, it's a black cat. And I was like, she's not black. And then what happened was I kept getting about 20 calls from this number. Each time, nothing or whatever. Started getting sent emojis and things like that as well. She's like, I've definitely got the cat. You know, you're going to go to the police. And I was like, well, go to the police then. I'm sure, they're not going to arrest the cat.
Yeah.
And then the final thing that I got sent at 1:45 was, když jak jsem dítě, tata mi kupoval mobil.
Good.
So I think that this has been a hand-me-down number and phone to one of the children of the far more sensible neighbours that I have. And this person, I'm assuming is a small child. I double-checked with Aster, by the way. Hi, Aster. You're not listening, but thanks for... because I sent her all this stuff and going, look, is my check terrible? Am I just getting wound up here? And she's like, nah, it's weird as fuck. So yeah, so I had a good 4 hours of this today.
Oh, that was fun. And,
but enough about me, David.
And also on, I was going to say, happy World Cat Day.
Is it World Cat Day?
Is today, yes. So welcome to Spoil of Cats.
Good.
Everyone. Yeah, I had 2.5 minutes to think of that while you were talking about being bullied by a child. So
it's not the first time.
We have got games, we've got previews, we've got all your regular stuff, and we're going to preview some alternative things this week because we're going to go slightly alternative.
Yeah.
And that's all coming your way right after this bit. We've played a couple of games since we spoke to you last, the two most recent being our now traditional away loss to Credim.
Yes.
We lost that 1-0 with their little butcher making the difference.
Mm-hmm. And us missing a penalty.
Yes. As you say, could have been 1-1. Ali came on at half-time, was fouled in the 90th minute, and Potocny had his penalty saved. But that was not the big story of the last couple of weeks.
No, it was not, David.
The last game we played was a home to Varnsdorf, and we lost in the most spectacular way I've ever seen this team implode. I mean, there's been a lot of implosions, but holy cow.
Can you implode in a game like that? Because I don't think we ever...
Ploded.
Ploded.
Or plod.
Because, I mean, from minute one, it was... I mean, there was no, like, you know, there's no, you know, a very traditional Zbrojovka thing to do, right, is have a very good first half, score one and completely collapse in the second. This is how we got relegated, right? But there wasn't really anything to build on when, I mean, what time did they score their first
goal? Just before 3 minutes.
Yes.
Jakub Kosar scores after only 3 minutes when a simple ball isn't dealt with and he wriggles three of, count them, four Brno defenders?
Standing there for the set
falling
piece.
Over each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, he sort of wriggles free and slams it into the top of the goal. And we look completely shell-shocked. We can't string any passes together. With just like one, two passes and then it's straight out. It looked like times last year when we just couldn't find another red shirt, despite the fact there was so much room to play in. And Varnsdorf just looked good. I mean, I have made notes about the calm passing of Solomon Osageyi, the creativity of Kosar, Damani Kamara's intelligent running, and the mighty figure of Martin Cahill at centre-half. He's a big lad.
They looked good. They looked drilled. They looked organized.
Like a football team.
They did. There was a lot of things that we didn't do at all during this game.
Play football was one of them.
Yeah, there's one player. I mean, fair enough as well. We had a player on the pitch that I'm not convinced a footballer as well. So possibly the worst 30 minutes I've seen of a player at this club.
We're talking about Szczepanek, aren't we?
We are talking about Szczepanek.
Yes, the second goal is in the 21st minute. Szczepanek fails to deal with a simple ball into the box. There's nobody anywhere near him. Mm-hmm. And the ball comes in. Svacek doesn't claim it for some reason. And Szczepanek chests it into his own goal. I've never seen that before or since.
It was
bizarre.
It was very strange. Just very strange. Like, I mean, yeah, I was so, almost lost for words there for a minute, because the big thing as well is that if you are in that sort of position and you feel somebody on your neck, right?
Yeah.
And let's be clear, though, there was nobody on his neck
around
or whatever. You just head it over the bar.
Yeah.
You just do it, and it's a very simple thing here. So I don't know what the hell happened there. This is, I mean, it's a dreadful old goal. I mean, both are to blame, I think, for this.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We were talking throughout the match, and I'll let you talk, actually, about the goalkeeping situation, you know, in this bit, because you'll put it more eloquently than I will and with less swearing. But really, it's, you know, it's not the only thing that he did, either. Like, he is partly responsible for the first goal.
Yeah.
He's obviously directly responsible for the second goal. And then what happens 1 minute after his own goal?
Yeah, David Nikrin escapes his clutches and scores a third.
Yes.
And then the long hooky stick comes out and he gets mercifully, possibly, you know, taken around the back and shot in the head. Because, I mean, as you say, that was one of the most appalling 30 minutes of football I've seen from any footballer ever. I mean, it was spectacularly bad.
I mean, this was also, I mean, even before that own goal, he was getting pelters from the crowd for not, him and Svacek, for not being able to play a simple ball out and a simple pass.
Yeah. Every time Svacek completed a short 5-yard pass to one of his centre halves, there was a sarcastic cheer going around. I think Svacek is, I mean, if that's not his last game for a very long time with this club, I don't know what needs to be done. Because we talked about this last season. He was brought in so they didn't have to play Berkovets in the second half of the season. And before the game, I was comparing him to a kind of John Terry figure, in that John Terry always looked like a very all-action centre-half, because he was always flinging himself about and sticking his face in front of things. And that makes you look good because it makes it look like you're doing something. But it means there's something wrong with your communication, that you have to be flinging yourself about that dramatically in the first place.
Yeah.
And we saw this in the second half of last season. Svacek is a competent shot stopper and a competent reaction goalkeeper, but he shouldn't have to be in a position where he has to make those reaction saves. It makes him look, you know, very Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But if your communication with your centre-halves is better, you're not in that situation in the first place. And this should be him done. I mean, I don't see how Philip Mucha can't start the next game against Tarbor, really.
Philip Mucha, who has a decent enough experience. I mean, a bit of a shell-shocking experience in some ways at Teplice, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is the thing. When you are at, like, this is the big cover-up. Have you ever heard anyone be described as a good shot stopper that's actually a good all-round goalkeeper?
Early period Jordan Pickford, who is now a very, very good all-round goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. but is also the same age pretty much as Dominik Svácek.
Yeah.
Who clearly is just has, you know, shot stopping going for him. And after this game, not even that.
Yeah, this is it. Like, I am looking, I'm being very, you know, sort of like just general here. I am actually looking through my phone about his recent performances as well for Svácek. And look, I'm not going to for 1 minute pretend that we have a great defence. But also, I think it's a goalkeeper's responsibility as well to try and help organise that defence. And the only one of the only times is obviously the Jihlava game where he played 90 minutes and we won 2-0. And that was, there was a couple of good chances, but generally Zbrojovka were absolutely fine there. But all the other ones, you know, 90 minutes against Varnsdorf, lose. Hrudim, lose. Opava, draw. When he's on the bench, we're actually generally winning games and doing well. You know, two each. Vlašin, when he plays 90 minutes. 90 minutes against Kromjažić, where we were absolutely cruising, and then there was an absolute collapse at the back. 90 minutes at Žižkov, where they beat us 2-0 away. You're going far back to find a proper good clean sheet from him, where he's played an active part.
Yeah. Anyway, let's sort of knock this one off then, because we've got a lot of goals still to... still to go. As I said, Stepanek gets hoiked off, and is replaced by Jakub Šural, only for the aforementioned Kamara to immediately burst through and slot home Varnsdorf's fourth. That was about 40 seconds after Šural appears.
It's a nice finish.
And he
takes off his shirt as well, which I love, because he knows that Zbrojovka aren't going to lay a glove on Varnsdorf at this match. And not at all for the benefit of cheering away fans, because as always, Varnsdorf brought no one. He just did it for a laugh.
Yeah,
at that point, they're just...
Take the booking. Showboat. We're 4-0 up and cruising. You're doing wheelies around the car park, aren't you, at this
and
point?
It actually,
it's incredible.
It actually could have been six.
Yeah, it really could.
They had a couple of chances. One, which I think they, I believe I'm contractedly obliged to say, went agonizingly wide for them. So,
past a despairing Dominik Svácek.
Yeah.
The second period, however, begins with a Beno goal, an absolute non-penalty, by the way. That is just a pity penalty for a non-foul on Denis Gwinecki.
Gwinecki gets dispossessed, and then he comes in, basically clatters their centre back, and then it's apparently a penalty for us.
Yeah, it's not. Kronos scores, but hey, big deal.
That never, by the way, gets given in the top league with his VAR.
Absolutely not, no.
It's great. He went down as if he'd been scythed. Mental. Absolutely mental. And you go, well, at least we're scoring one goal this half. this game even.
And then we are authors of our own destruction yet again. A wayward pass backwards from our midfield sends Kamara away, and Pernitzer last mans him for a straight red. Speed of Domani Kamara versus a, 34-year-old Ludek Pernitzer on the turn. It was never a contest, was it?
It is a absolute carbon copy of the red card that Jihlava got against us at the start of the season as well. Exactly the same situation.
Yeah. Well, you know, fair's fair then.
I don't know why you needn't bring someone that when you're 4-1 down. It's not like we look like we were mounting any sort of challenge at this point.
Yeah, so we're down to 10 men and another red comes our way. Šural gets sent off. And this... Again,
is such a Šural thing.
Because he should be, I mean, he is, age-wise and how long he's been here, is one of the senior players at the club, and he gets a straight red card for abusing the referee. I mean, it's just you know, hashtag heads gone in more ways than one. But you're a senior defender. You've been there for fucking donkey's years. People should be looking up to you, and you do this. It's ridiculous. And then...
Do you think anyone tells him this, though? I don't think anyone at the club ever tells him this when he picks up daft yellows and reds all the time.
I don't know. But either way, that was in the 90th minute, and there was still time for Varnsdorf to get two more goals. Denis Stradins, look up his spelling, and Roman Zalashak add two more quickfires to top the evening off, both very heartily and sarcastically cheered by almost all the Beno fans as they smack the back of the net. We've now played two of the top three in Hrudim and Varnsdorf, but you get the feeling they're in the top three because they've played us.
Yes.
Rather than them actually being good sides. I mean, you know, Hrudim are a solid outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Varnsdorf we made look very good, but, you know, they look well drilled, etc.
24 goal attempts, according to Flash Score for Varnsdorf.
Really?
24, 13 shots on target.
Incredible.
2,118 there. Some people were very upset, actually, at the everyone were going straight down the tunnel at the end as well. They weren't, you know, sort of taking their medicine at the end. And yeah, it ended up being, it was a comedy show during it. And then at the end, it turned angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's pretty much all I've got on that.
Maybe just one more thing on this, because you actually tweeted this out, I believe. Because somebody who is a, sort of a groundhopper or like a Pilsen fan or someone like that went to the game.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And it's a very good breakdown of just what sort of problems this club has.
From an outsider coming fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, he just turned
He came
up.
In with an open mind as well. There were bits like he enjoyed. It's not just all, we went and look at these lads, the state of this. And it was almost in some ways pitying as well.
It really was. It was the overall feel of the thread was just, sadness and pity. And if you're not involved in it all the time, you just don't realise how bad it's got, you know.
Yeah, and I think you're going to save some of this stuff for one thing that you think you're putting in a hot or not. So I'm not going to talk about that now. But one thing I think we will also talk maybe on this podcast a bit more is about the current absolute fucking state of this club as well. Because you look actually at every so often and you go, okay, made some signings, first win of the season, things are looking up, and then you realize just with this team, it's a 3-week thing, and then. Again, lurching from crisis to crisis, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. As you say, we're going to touch on that later, but apparently you have a quiz for me, which is a,
I do.
Which is a real switch around. So let's do that after this.
It's me with a quiz for once.
It certainly is.
And to celebrate, well, that's not the word, to commemorate Zbrojovka shipping 6 goals at home, I'm going to give you a quick quiz of 5 questions on Scuddings, David, involving Zbrojovka Brno.
Oh,
so,
God. I'm so bad at, remembering anything to do with this club. It all just blurs into one depressing
fucking
mess.
Fever dream, isn't it? It's the...
I feel a 0 out of 5 coming on here. So,
well, you don't know. I don't know, yeah. Drink a bottle of Robitus and go watch Zbrojovka Brno get trapped in Jumanji. All right, well, here's a quick quiz anyway. So question one, in the utterly bizarre 2018-2019 season, rather, Zbrojovka beat Jihlava 6-1 away on the final match day in a game that we both attended, David.
Yes.
Can you name any 2 goal scorers from that day?
Any 2 goal scorers?
Any 2. I thought one might be too easy.
I'm going to assume Resnicek got... Was he not there?
He was not at the club.
Rusek?
Tonda Rusek.
And... I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, one is still not bad. So the one that I thought you might get would be Jakub Přihistál.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So Přihy got one. No Přihy, no party.
Yeah.
Inexplicably, Martin Zekel got 2.
Oh, God, yes.
Robert Bartolomeu.
Uh-huh.
We also had...
The lesser spotted,
Winter on the score sheet. And this would have been absolute show-off points, but Schultz got the one for Jihlava.
Right.
Okay. Good. I think decent enough start. Question Dva. The season following that, Zbrojovka went one better by putting 7 past a team in an away match that finished 7-2 on Saturday, 4th of July, 2020. Who did we score 7 past?
And you will get a clue. Okay, give me that clue. Because I have a terrible memory. So,
are a team from Prague. And they also got
relegated
that
season. Oh, yes, I know. God, they played in the massive stadium and nobody went to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now in the MSFL slightly below, Divizia Day maybe. Oh, what are they called?
They basically almost went bust and changed their name, if I remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Slavoj Vyšehrad. You knew. Hoi, Slavoj. Yes, I believe 62 people went to that game because they couldn't because of COVID restrictions. All right, question 3. Our return to the top flight after that successful season, saw us beaten 6-1 by Sparta on the last day, despite Jan Hladík scoring after just 5 minutes. But I would like to know, David, who scored 4 that day for Sparta to become the highest scorer that season?
Hložek.
Adam Hložek, straight in there. Got his big money move.
He did, yes, and has done very little.
Yes, that's not like a Czech player. Okay.
I don't know, he's got a Bundesliga title, I suppose.
Yes.
But, you know, he did.
It's more than I have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Didn't really contribute to that Bundesliga title.
Yeah.
He's no Patrick Schick, let's be honest.
So, yeah, 6-1, that was a laugh. During the winter break last season, Zbrojovka had a friendly against Hrudim and happened to keep a clean sheet for once. What was the score?
Because
it'll never be repeated.
6-0?
Close, we beat them 9-0.
No, well, you know, it was a number but upside down.
So. Beat them 9-0, I believe somewhere in Silesia, for reasons.
Okay.
And question 5, only one team scored more than 3 goals against Zbrojovka last season. Can you name that team? And there is a clue if you want it.
Yes, I will need the clue.
We were away from home and we lost 4-2.
That's what I had sort of that in my mind.
We were there, I think.
Was it Viktorka Žižkov?
It was. Yeah. Well done. We were at that game, I think.
We were. We were.
Got a nice pint and not much else.
Exactly, yes. I mean, you know, we got, you know, handshaking pity from the Žižkov fans. Yeah. So that was nice.
I was surprised at that. I was convinced that someone must have scudded us worse than 4-2, but no, we actually, any time we lost last season, it was by a maximum of 2 goals. Dukla Prague beat us 2-0, for example. That was the biggest margin of victory.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I thought reasonably well there, David.
Yeah, bad start. Picked it up towards the end. Anyway.
Well, hopefully that's going to be the team this season, but you don't know, do you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Right, would you like to do a very quick preview of what the A team are up to? Because then we're going to do a special B team preview later on, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's do that. So we've got games coming up, one against Tabor on Saturday, at which I will be present.
You decided to go?
Yes, against my better judgment, but also I have Regiojet credit to spend, so I'm going up for free, basically, so that's nice, in the posh seats.
Yeah, I mean, at least someone is going to be going from Brno with some credit to South Bohemia.
The other reason is, and hopefully you will hear a bit more of this on next week's pod, my former colleague and former colleague and still current friend Micah lives in Tabor, and she's very excited because she's never been to a football game before, so she would very much like to go. And I fear she's going to be disappointed.
Gonna put another person off football for life. Well, I mean, I value my mental health, so I'm staying away, but You have to say fair play, David. They had one hell of a season last time out.
Certainly did.
Third, and is tradition for the second tier losing the playoff. One of the closest we've had, not the closest, but 3-2 aggregate loss to a pretty poor Ceska Budějovice side that don't look like they've improved much this year.
I mean, have gone backwards, basically.
Yes. I mean, there's only one way to move backwards, which is
get immediately relegated.
So look forward to seeing them next season. I was quite surprised at this. There actually hasn't been that much movement in the team over the break. Jakub Nečas has come in from the relegated Příbram. And Pavel Svatek had a fantastic season. He got his move to Teplice.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 19. Great move for him. Pretty much everyone else who is impressive has stayed at Tabor, so be warned. That includes people like Bojan Djordjic, who's already on the score sheet for this season. Matoš Varačka is still there on the right wing, not politically, but in football terms.
An absolute second division legend, Djordjic, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's absolutely his perfect level. He loves it.
Because he'll just go to a team and rock up with 11 goals off the wing. It's mental.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
I mean, the absolute opposite of Jakub Szczęsinka, who's still staying on. His experience, I just do not rate him at all. I don't really know what he does for teams, but he is, for some reason, a name. So, yeah, I'm quite impressed with Tabor in the sense of, you know, just going, why can't we just have another go with the guys that we've got? And that's maybe quite a good strategy, just with the amount of B teams that we now have in this league. We've got two more B teams, of course. Their start isn't ideal. One win, two losses and a draw. And
yeah, they're currently on 4 points with us.
Yeah.
In the bottom half of the table there.
I think the bad thing for them as well, their perspective is that they, you know, their draw was against Jihlava as well. Mm. Jihlava look already like they're
already
going to
bottom.
Be in real trouble. And, I mean, the bright side to this, though, is that they've gotten Zlín away out of the way already. Uh-huh. And that was the first thing of the season, lost 1-0 or whatever, kept it reasonably tight.
Yeah, don't have to deal with that again.
So, yeah. So, I mean, a game at home against Brojovka is a really good way to kick on after a disappointing draw against Jihlava, right? So, this is the problem. We don't travel well. We don't play at home well either, actually, but it's all a mess.
I mean, I've been to Tabor twice and I've seen us lose twice. Yeah. There, so.
Oh, we won the first time, didn't we?
Did we?
Start of the season. 1-0 in dodgy fashion in the 85th minute.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a win, but it was a fucking awful win.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was on the telly, which is why I didn't go with that one, because I had to work that day.
That was me and Ben up there.
It was you and Ben.
It was very, very hot, and the beer was very, very good, which I'm hoping will also be true this time.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly as well, just going to go into our next home game one, and you know I cannot be arsed with this because it's Sparta B at home.
Who cares?
I mean, what's, I think, the most sort of glaring thing about this is that the club will still have the gall to charge 250 crowns on the day to watch us play Sparta B after that debacle last week. So there is zero chance of a good turnout in this game, so let's just put that out there. Sparta are 11th, but they've scored 9 in 4 matches already. They have had some mental games. 2-2 with Banik B. 2-1 loss to Slavia in the B team derby, because that's a thing, of course. And then they put down 4 past Jihlava, but I feel that's going to be a
the story of Jihlava's season.
Be fair, I think Jihlava went down to 10 men after like quarter of an hour, but so nothing to say, especially if you've listened to this podcast before. Not much to say about B teams because they don't really sign anyone. They bring in people from, up from their under 19s. They seem to have a deal with Lokomotiv Praha, which is formerly known as Lokomotiv Vltavin for the old guys. So they'll have them. They'll get, everyone will get half an hour over the season. They'll get rid of most of them. There'll be players that are lacking match fitness or sharpness from the first team that will come back in. So it's not really useful going through player by player, I think, with this. But just obviously the embarrassment level for this has really strong potential.
Oh, yeah.
Because we will very likely lose to a B team of a team that's a traditional rival.
Exactly.
So I won't be there. Fuck that. That'll be a weekend probably that I'm going to go and watch the probably the B team. We'll talk about them a little bit later. And probably worth saying, just very quickly, that maybe I think it's a week and a half after that, we have another potential for a banana skin in that the cup draw has happened.
Yep, and we're playing Tatran Bohunice of Bohunice, which is a
local derby.
Which is where, it's the area of Brno that I used to live in. Yes. So that'll be,
Can I just say something which I just find hilarious?
Go on.
That's not a great draw for Zbrojovka.
No.
That's a bad draw.
Yeah, it is.
We're talking about a team that's in the fourth division, and that's a bad draw. And I'll tell you why it's a bad draw, because you are at the mercy. I mean, it's a regionalized draw, so you know sort of what sort of caliber of a team you're probably going to get. But this is actually a team from the fourth tier who just dropped down from the third tier last season. There's no confidence at all in the team at the moment. We will be playing, let's be clear here, in pretty much a park surrounded by high-rise buildings.
Yep.
In front of probably a very bad low crowd. Well, we'll see, because it'll be about 40 crowns to get in. I will go with that game. But it's got all the potential for us to do the exact same thing as we did against arguably a worse team a few years back, Hafka Olomouc. Went there and just got absolutely scudded and didn't turn up.
Yeah, yeah.
if morale is low, let's be clear, Zbrojovka Brno often get knocked out in the cup for against teams they shouldn't do.
Yeah. This has banana skin written all over it, doesn't it?
I mean, we'll say this now, we'll win 5-0. But, you know, there's always that time where we don't. And that's the one. I mean, we've made hard work against teams from the lower third and fourth before. Maybe not like last year. I think we were quite comfortable against like Vltavin. I think we've played Zdjash, Darnad, Sasavo the last couple of seasons as well. And they've been totally fine. But I'm just thinking of like, we had to go to extra time against Odra Petrokovica and things like that. Like, this is by no means a gimme.
No. What is a gimme is the fact that we will have a hot or not section on the podcast, and we're going to do that section right now. It's time for hot or not, or hot or not, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Yes.
Yeah, right,
absolutely.
Good. Yeah. I had to check on my hot because I couldn't remember how long it had been since we'd done the last podcast, but I'm going to start with a not.
Okay.
And this came up in our kind of Gentleman Ultras group chat today. Mm-hmm. Pavel, wanted to know if we could put together a team of players who have left Zbrojovka and have gone on to much more expensive things. Within the kind of Bartoniek reign. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to look into everything, but I can pick 1, 2, 3, 4 players here. And this is a sign of utter mismanagement, not knowing what you've got till it's gone. Paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Yes.
And I think some of these have sell-on clauses, but, well, basically, I will show you exactly what we've got. I took, as an example, Daniel Fila, Ladislav Krejci, David Jodarsek, and Mikhail Shevchik, who all came through our youth system. We sold them in total for €800,000 combined, right? So we got €500,000 for Daniel Fila. We got €300,000 for Krejci. Jurasek was released and Shevchik left when his contract ran out. Those four players between them have now moved for a combined €36.1 million.
That's mad.
Yeah. Daniel Fila, like I said, sold for €500,000, a total of €3.1 million in transfer fees. Krejci sold for €300,000, €8 million to Girona, I think he is now.
Yeah.
Jurasek is at Hoffenheim, I think, and $23.5 million, and Shevchik $1.5 million to Nuremberg. Mm-hmm. So, wow, you like financial mismanagement and not planning for the future, do you? Welcome to this club. That was it.
I think this is the moment to actually just talk a little bit more about this as well, because there was, I'm sure you saw this as well, this article that came out from Mladá Fronta Dnes as well, one of the major newspapers in this country, which was basically saying that Bartoniek has taken approximately 40 million Czech crowns out of the club for himself, that he has been using that and these sort of transfer fees of the loss of people like Krejci and stuff like that to line his own pockets. And then also the even more troubling news that they were wanting to have a shareholders meeting, which they can't do because Libor Zabranski, who's supposed to be the new chairman or whatever,
has not received his shares.
He's not received his shares. And also, according to rumors, might not actually agree to do it because the club is apparently in significant debt, and this has been obviously information that's been withheld from possible shareholders.
Yes, the debt situation is why Bartoniek is basically not putting any of the money that we're getting from sell-on fees for people like Krejci into the club, because he says, well, I'm part of the supply chain and I need to get my money back. Mm-hmm. But whose responsibility was it that the club lost all that money in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, more worrying times.
Do you want to...
We also sold Musa Ali in the week. The only bright spot.
I don't think we sold him.
No, he probably just left.
Do you want to... Can I just add one more thing to this point?
You may.
And yes. I found this doing my preparation for this episode. I'm going to show you this live as well. If you go on to FC Zbrojovka Brno on, not even Czech Wikipedia, English Wikipedia, under chairman, it has Libor Zabranski, bracket strawman, Václav Bartoniek, de facto.
Incredible.
And
wow.
That suggests this. You know what? In the spirit of this sort of way or direction, let's say, that the podcast is going, I'm going to do my not now.
Okay, fair
as
enough.
Well. And my not is Filip Szuflarski's birthday present.
Who and what?
Filip Szuflarski, a friend of the podcast, comes
he?
Up to see us every so often at Zbrojovka games.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
And he was at the last game, 6-1, with a couple of his mates or whatever, and some of his mates... have come to just watch the game with him. One of them, a very nice guy called Shimon, I believe it was.
Yeah.
He's actually a Sparta fan. Yes. We let that lie. After watching that, Filip's birthday present was a season ticket for Zbrojovka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You'd just been it after the first half an hour, wouldn't you?
Yeah. By the way, hi, Filip. Didn't know that was your surname, yeah. By the way. So this is why I was slightly confused by that. Like, who?
Yes. So just mental stuff all around.
Incredible work.
Lovely guys as well, I will say. And thanks for your support of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's my not. Would you like to hit me with a hot? Because I've got two short ones.
Okay. My hot, and again, this is why I had to check when the last podcast went out. My hot is Darmstadt away. Darmstadt away. Darmstadt away, Darmstadt away, Darmstadt away.
Did you go to Darmstadt away?
Oh, yes. I spent a very silly 3 days in Germany watching Coventry City play a friendly game against Darmstadt, which we lost 2-0. Mm-hmm. But that's fine because we beat Everton 3-0 the following week. And none of our players basically broke out of a jog for the entire time. Mm-hmm. It was a fitness building exercise. And we had no fit strikers apart from... Mm-hmm. An 18-year-old youth academy product. But the whole thing was just really good fun. All the Darmstadt fans were great.
Enjoyed your photos of my favourite thing in German football, which is the fan jacket, denim cut-off jacket with the patches.
Yeah, lots of those about. And almost no security. Like, obviously, we had our tickets and bags checked, but there was no police there. Mm-hmm. All the Darmstadt fans were really, really nice. Lots of photos of both sets of fans together before, after the game. And when I left, I bought myself a like not a replica T-shirt, but just like a T-shirt with the logo on. Mm-hmm. And the queue of Coventry fans into the Darmstadt fan shop was out the door. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone was just like, "Got to have a souvenir from this."
Yeah,
it was great. It was really good fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
it's good that someone's had a positive football trip this season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And on the subject of maybe positive football trips this season, my hot is currently Czech teams in Europe because they've been going pretty great guns. So Slavia had a good first leg in their Champions League, the 3-1 up on Union Saint-Gilloise. Sparta, deprived of a last-minute win against FCSB, the team formerly known as Steaua Bucharest.
Yeah.
So they're going 1-1 into an away, which is a tricky tie. Boleslav will be playing Hapoel Beersheva tonight. And of course, for their first trip back into Europe for some years, Banik Ostrava absolutely not disgracing themselves away in Copenhagen with only a narrow 1-0 loss,
yeah.
Which was apparently against the run of play. Obviously, what I find the most interesting from this, from a Scottish perspective, is that Victoria Pilsen are currently playing Krivivi Rih. And because of that, really good for them, actually, because they're actually playing their home leg of the time, Košice.
Mm.
They might move it around or whatever, but the winner of that tie is going to play Heart of Midlothian. So I might actually, if I can, see if I can go to Hearts against Victoria Pilsen, if it happens. Obviously, I'm not going in the Hearts end, get fucked. But it might be quite difficult to get a ticket for that. But we'll see. I'll think about it. But yeah, so that's the main hot. And I just wanted to give a very quick hot as well to our friends over at the Blansko Klobasa, who have done their first ever podcast, David.
Yeah, insert George Harrison, it's been done meme here.
Yeah.
Which I did on Twitter, actually.
Oh, okay. I did not see this.
It's been done.
Yeah. Yes, so I did not see that. But,
hi, guys.
hello to them all, and good luck with the podcast. It's on Spotify. I don't have Spotify, but I'll find a way to listen to it.
Yeah, it's on, yeah, podcast channels. Which
follow the Blansko Klobasa on all social media, Facebook and Twitter. They're great guys.
Yes, on all your podcast channels, which this again now is, after I had a day of panicking and trying to find where the sort of line of communication had broken down, and I did it because, again, insert I am invincible from GoldenEye meme, which I also did. So, yeah, that was my computer hackery for 2 weeks ago, was getting the podcast up successfully. Anyway, we have got... What have we got else?
I believe
I'm checking my list here. I'm checking it twice. It's time for Beer of the Podcast.
That's nice.
Beer of the Podcast! Podcats.
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 It's you this time.
Yeah, it is. And this is something that I have had in my fridge for the last 2 weeks, because
since we went to the place that sells beer and had a pint after the last podcast.
Exactly. And I went back the next day to purchase this because it was recommended to us by the wife of the couple who owns the place. Yeah. And it is from the Clennot Brewery, which you like.
I'm a big fan of Clennot.
They're based in Poulsen, I think.
They're based in they're not based in Hradec, or am I thinking of a different place? No, Clennot is Pilsen, I think.
Well, it doesn't say. Anyway.
I do like a Clennot, though.
Anyway, this is their 12 degrees, so 5%-ish, chili beer. Yeah, 4.8%. It's chili beer. It's got habanero in it, apparently, which I'm slightly wary of because I do like spicy things, but... Of all chilies, only habaneros tend to go straight through me. So I'm slightly nervous about this.
Not as nervous as I am after hearing that.
it has a thing on the label that says Pozor Pali, so, you know...
And this is the problem, though, in the Czech Republic. You never know if that actually means it's hot or not.
Exactly. The girl said that it's very, very hot, but is that Czech-level hot or is that British-level hot? Because they're two very different things.
Yeah.
So, I feel we should dive in.
With some trepidation.
Yes, exactly. With a due sense of exhaustion and dread.
It smells of chilies.
It does smell of chilies. It smells of sort of beer, but a lot of chilies.
Yeah. This.
Oh, dear.
You know what? David, just in case, right? It's been a real pleasure working with you over the past 6 seasons.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you immediately actually get a sort of a chilly sensation going.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if it builds or if it disappears. It feels to me like it's disappearing.
It is disappearing, yeah.
It's a little bit like, and I don't mean this actually in a bad way, because it'll come across in a bad way.
Okay.
But if you had... It's actually a bit like a Bloody Mary, actually, because I was going to say, if you dumped a bunch of Tabasco into it, and you get that sort of pepperiness,
yeah,
and then it just sort of dissipates.
Yeah.
It's a bit like a Bloody Mary without the tomatoes, actually. That would actually be a really nice... what's that Mexican beer cocktail, which is like beer, bit of tomato juice, and the sort of the salt chili rim. That'd be a class beer for that, actually.
Yeah, it's not hot, obviously.
I can see why people would find it hot, though, because it does actually have a chilly thing. It does leave a little bit on your tongue. To be fair as well, my throat is actually still feeling it, but not in an unpleasant, in a
mine absolutely isn't. I didn't feel it in my throat at all.
Really?
Only on my tongue.
You got a pleasant tingle out of that. I mean, it's an interesting beer, actually.
Yeah, that's it. It's not... For me, it's not hot, it's tingly. There's no heat to it at all. It's just tingly. I don't feel it in my throat at all. But yeah, okay. Like, it's still giving my tongue a bit of, you know,
a bit of a buzz. It's very much, it's what I would call a malt worm beer, which is different, because it's a level up from a novelty beer. Because a novelty beer you have and you go, ha 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 ha, this is, you know, beer with weed in it, or beer with CBD or whatever. You know, this is the one that you get at like Maltworm in the centre of town, which is a very good bar for just craft and sort of strange beers and things. You'd have it and go, oh, that's interesting. I quite enjoy that.
Yeah.
You'll have one of them and you will never, ever have this beer again.
Yes, absolutely. But, and that's exactly how I feel about this now. Yeah. I will finish this and I will never buy it again.
You'll finish it and go, that was quite a good beer. But like the next time you see it on a shelf, you won't go, ah, oh, not for, you know, for old time's sake. You're not going to do that. We talk about this all the time. That blueberry fucking muffin beer, however, you see that, you buy it on site because it's mental. Yeah. But like this, yeah. It's fair enough to them.
It's an interesting experiment that's been done well.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to happen again.
Yeah. I would have quite liked a little bit more of a... Because the thing about habanero is quite fruity pepper as well. It gives you a really nice flavour.
That's it.
Don't get too much of that, frankly.
There is a slight fruitiness, but only at the very beginning.
I get more of a cayenne thing coming from it. But...
No, I can taste the kind of ripe fruitiness of it. If you get like a really full mouthful, I think.
Yeah.
You get more of the fruitiness, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't really get that.
Okay.
The difference is in palate, isn't it? Because you're not getting any throat thing.
Yeah, no.
And I am, and you'll get the fruitiness and I'm not. So
yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Right.
So after you've gone and shit yourself, what are we doing next?
We have one more thing to cover, and that is the B team, who we are going to have more of a look at this season, because they're now in the MSFL. And lots of people, mainly the kind of main ultras group, are tending to support the bees this year. Mm-hmm. So let's have a look at them and how they're doing and what we can expect for the rest of the season from them. I thank you.
Right, well, here is your B team roundup.
Okay.
No. All right, so. Yeah, so as you sort of alluded to, it's just in the sort of the segment, there is actually a proper boycott from a lot of the ultras and fan groups and stuff like that about actually going to watch the A team, and frankly for good reason. And I think after what happened on Saturday, that's frankly enough for me. I'm not going to be really going to any home games unless there's novelty value involved or things significantly pick up. Not just on the park or off it. But what better time to actually support our young, dynamic, enthusiastic B team?
And Stepanovsky.
And Stepanovsky, of course, who will be 36 or so at this point.
You got to love him for plugging on, don't you? You know.
I'm into it. Well, he's player coach, isn't he?
Yeah.
So
fair play to the man, I say.
And they had a wonderful season last season. They're up in the third tier now.
Yep.
As much as we dislike having B teams in this tier, it's a bit different when it's your own, you feel. But this has given us, I think, a bit of a nice escape into this. The first home game will be actually on Sunday in Bistritz. There's already been a call out by Ultras Brno on social media to come in red. It's been a while since we were told to come to a game in red rather than black or whatever because of the situation of the club. But yeah, B team kicked off the league campaign. 2-0 win away at Uherski Brod, thanks to Daniel Schwanzera and Filip Vecera's goals.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Schwanzera's goal. Very nice.
Yep.
Ball well taken from the middle of their half. Goes right up the park. Lovely wee ball. Slotted through. Nice goal. Not the most trying start to new life in the third tier, because Uherski Brod avoided relegation by a point.
Yeah, right.
But it's good to see everything up and running.
It's a very nice Brod, Uherski Brod. I've been there. They have a very curious clock tower.
Oh, is that right?
That's sort of all I remember.
Yeah, I mean, I feel...
It's a nice enough Brod, that's all I'm saying.
Hindsight's always, sort of 2020, isn't it? But... Would have quite liked to have gone to that game rather than the... because it was on very similar times at 5 o'clock on Saturday. But the next match, home match, which is going to be at 10:15 on Sunday morning, as is traditional for lower league football here, is going to be a much tougher test, which is against Zlínsko. Runners-up to Bannock B last season. Distant runners-up. Bannock won the division by 19 points. Zlínsko, you may remember them by, well, they were called SK Kvitkovice for 1 year, but they're more familiar to, most of us as Viktoria Otrokovice.
Right.
Which is a name that you'll know if you have any, you know, sort of passing interest, I think, in lower league Moravian football. My observation on this, because I feel I'm due to have an observation on everything, because that's who I am. It's quite strange to rename yourself the name of your neighbourhood in Otrokovice for one season, and then rename your team to try and encapsulate the entire region.
Yes.
Otrokovice is about 10 kilometres from Zlín. So, there you go. A couple of interesting things, actually, about Zlínsko. Moravian football enthusiasts, of which, David, I am one, will likely know Tomáš Weber, son of Josef Weber, who has managed at a number of football teams.
Right, okay.
So that was, you know, Mladá Boleslav, yep. Karvina. He was sacked last year from Hradec Králové after 9 matches, which was mental. But yeah, Tomáš Weber, bit of a journeyman career. Few appearances for Zbrojovka, 2015-16 or so. But
passed me by, clearly.
Oh yeah. Well, he's done that. I mean, he had about a collective 90 minutes over a year or whatever, played in the Bečko and stuff. But he's done the rounds of like Karvina, Třinec, Vyškov, Líšeň. Only a couple of occasions has been like a first 11 mainstay. This is arguably the level. Hit the ground running. He joined, I think, in January 2024 or something like that. Or I think last season, even on loan. He's done pretty well. Decent enough player. More exciting, though, David. More exciting, Ondřej Winter plays for Zlínsko.
Hey!
A player not needing any introduction on this podcast, especially if you've been following us for a while, had his moments. I'd say, fair to say, never really cut it as Zbrojovka. Would you agree?
Yeah, he was of the same vintage as kind of like Zickel and that sort of
thing, wasn't
he? I was going to say,
same vintage as his brother Marek as well,
yes,
right?
Of course.
So,
Was it those two? One of them got done for the betting thing. Was that Marek?
I think it was Marek.
Yeah.
Please let us know if we're being incorrect there, listener. But he's... when I think of Ondřej Winter, like, in a contemporary sense, he had 3.5 reasonably productive years at Vyškov. He had that... it was his penalty that had that draw with us as well. If you go back a couple of seasons, that was the redemption thing. He kicked around a little bit at Líšeň as well, as one is to do if you're around Brno.
As you're contractually obliged to do.
So, yeah. So I think that's going to be a really interesting game. I might try and get along to it, though. Sunday is also the day that I'm helping Hannah move flat.
Right.
So it might not be possible. But we'll see. I'd quite like to... I would quite like to take that game in. After this, the team will be away at Uničov, which is a town about 25 kilometres north of Olomouc. Just very quickly going to mention that. Because that might be a nice away trip, actually. Again,
yes.
I think it might be a 10-15 bollocks, but it's very close to Sternberg, famous for its castle, very close to Litovel,
famous for its Litovel.
For its beer, yeah. And that'll be another test because they finished fifth last season. And then the really cool one, I think, will be the... we'll be at home after that, which is we get a chance to take a look at Divize E champion Strani, who are also promoted into the division.
Okay.
So we'll get to see a bit about the strength of teams that were coming up.
Nice.
But maybe you can just hear by the tone of my voice, David, that I am far more interested in what's happening with our B team and that than what's actually happening with the absolute clown car, which is the seniors. So let's just hope that we can somehow ride it out. Somehow have a club that's going to be financially stable and actually has better communication. But to be honest with you, at this point, not holding my breath.
No, absolutely. But that is it for this episode, listener. Thank you very much for sticking around with us. We will be back with you in a couple of weeks with reports on all of those things, possibly some sort of in the field reportage.
Maybe a couple of things in between. I quite like the look of Bohunice are playing it on Saturday morning as well. If I'm not doing anything Friday, I might cart myself along to that to size up the opposition.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think we will be a lot more loose with this stuff as well. So don't be surprised if we do actually take in another just altogether different team from the local leagues and have a little bit of a talk around that as well.
Exactly. Right, as I said, thanks very much for listening, listener out there, you there, listener, that's you. And we will be talking to you in some shape or form again very soon. Thanks very much.
Bye.